lines from the bottom. Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, 14 lines from the bottom. Tony Rami Bar Yechezkel. So Rami Bar Yechezkel quotes a brisa, and the brisa says the following. It says, Talas Kefula Lo Ya'aseh Vim Osa Es Potter Aval Oser. A person should not do a process called Talas Kefula. Yes. So Rashi explains that a person would take the talus, put four poles, and put the talus out on top of them, talus being a garment, and making this as some type of shade, and he would go to sleep under it. So you're basically making a canopy on the four sides and stretching it out. Why is it called talus kefula? Why is it called a bent talus or a folded talus? Kefula is to double over, because the edges of the talus would hang over the sides and give protection from the sides. So this has a roof and it has walls to some extent. So that's, you cannot do. But if you did it, it's not a chiyuv, because it's an oil, a roy, it's a temporary oil. Doesn't have a permanence to it, so that's not considered burn of the rice, it's only the rabban. Now, the brisa continues and says, Karuch Aleha, Hayu Karuch Aleha Chut Emeshicha. If there was wrapped on it some type of a strap or a thread, then mutal in toys the chadchila. Then you're allowed to open it up the chadchila. Now the Chaz Rashi in toys is what this means. Rashi means it's a new case. Well, it's somewhat new case. You'd have a pole. You'd have this before Shabbos. You put this talus draped over the pole, and there were ready attached straps to it, which would allow it to be spread out. So if you want to extend that on Shabbos, it's already from before Shabbos, it's already on a pole, hanging over, there's some element of oil involved in that already. So we look at this already, this is considered just extending a temporary oil, and we saw before that extending a temporary oil is permitted. To make it a temporary oil is prohibited. But to extend, once it's there ready, to extend it further is permitted. Tosha says the case was that it was ready. Tosha doesn't seem to change the case. Rashi changes the case that it was this new, there's a new element on this pole in the middle. Tosha says the case that we had before, there's four, but part of the towel is already a bit spread out. So again, since it's already a bit spread out a little bit, so you already have an oil, part of it is already acting as an oil. So now you're just going to roll out the rest of it and make it a further oil. And that's permitted. And then Tosha says, maybe if you have this, then Tosha says, Inami, which is a parallels Rashi Shabshad, the fact that you have these threads that they've attached to it, which their function is to allow it to extend, and that's why they're there, and they're made to be for that purpose. So that itself gives it a status of an existing oil which you're allowed to extend. Even if you don't have anything open, possibly Tosha says, even if something is open, since it's made to open and it has these attached ropes and straps to allow it to open, that itself will give it make it into something which is openable and therefore mutar on Shabbos. Okay. Tirashi. Talus kula lo yaaset. It's five lines up in the narrow, at the end of the, before the end of the narrow lines in Rashi. L'shtar taliso agabi arba yaseros. You want a person wants to spread out his talus on four spikes. L'ishon tatel to sleep under it. Roish of miskapul lekan lekan. The sides would then hang down. L'tzador is towards the ground. The habir like the solim, and they would act as walls. The hagim b'nechama to protect from the sun. The habir oil, which is now you have an oil with walls at the top, that's prohibited. Karach alem limboidyon. If you already attached to it from before Shabbos, chutay meshicha. some type of thread, some type of strap. Manasa ala nes, you put it on a pole. Shala kinuf, which the kinuf over here being like the canopy. Kishimis mechupelis, you put this talus on top of the pole, acting as a canopy. And then you put a strap which will allow you to extend it in the different directions. You can use that strap to extend it on Shabbos. The Moisav al oil aroy, who is it? Just extending an existing temporary oil. So it's a temporary oil, number one, and it's already existing, number two, and you're just extending it. Therefore, it's not called you're making it at the beginning. It's called you're just extending it. The extending it is permitted. Okay, back on the Gemara. We're holding the 12 lines, 11 lines on the bottom. First word on the line. Boy minei Rav Kahana mi Rav. Rav Kahana was a Talmud of Rav, asked Rav the following question. Kila mahu. What's the luck of a kila? Kila is some type of a canopy. So, the Gemara is going to go through three different responses, and then the Gemara is going to explain, so don't get nervous. Amalei afmita asura. Well, even opening up a bed is a problem, so obviously a kilo is a problem. Then he said, mita ma, what's the luck of mita? So Amalei, the Rebbe said, af kilo muteris, even a kilo is permitted. So obviously a mita is permitted. Then he asked him, kilo mita mahu, what about a kilo and a mita? Amalei, kilo asura, mita muteris. No, kilo is a problem, and the mita is mut. So one time he responded both are asr, one time he responded both are mutter, one time he responded that the kila is asr and the mita is mutter. Okay, so what does he mean? That's veloy kash. These are not contradictory to each other. It's talking about three different cases. So no more means we'll have to assume that when he asked the question each time, the question was a little more explicit than the more it gave us before. Hodakomer af mita asura. That's what he said. Even the bed means the kila is prohibited, and even the bed is prohibited. He's talking about kidikarmanoi from the place Karmanoi, which was this portable bed which we spoke about before. We mentioned it before. Rashi, it's more before the Daf Mizayin. Rashi mentioned it earlier on the page. That it's made to attach and detach, and they would pull it apart and put that together again. So we're not allowed to put that thing together on Shabbos. Rashi said the problem over there wasn't actually oil. The problem over there was a gzera. You might come to attach it too tight, and that'll be the melacha of makel patish. So that's where the meat is a problem, according to Rashi. Tosfos didn't like Rashi's pshat because the flow of the more before was because of oil. And over here, Tosfos says, and you see down here, that seems to be the issue. Because the conversation over here is, well, there's a kila permitted, and the kila is a problem, but the kila wasn't, then you might tighten it. The problem with the kila was just spreading a canopy. So he said, well, I hold even a bed is a problem. Well, if the bed's problem is a different type of problem, then what type of response is that? But if the bed's problem is also a problem of oil. So he's saying, not only is the canopy over the bed, but even making the bed is also a form of oil. Ah, that's a good answer. That's what Tosfos does not like Rashi's shot. And even a bed, if you make it, we said, Tosfos said, even at the idea of a bed, if you make it from the normal flow is making it, it's also to make it milamata lamala, which put the legs and put the thing on top, that's a problem. You have to do it backwards to make it mutter, which you need more than one person. Okay. That's when both are all also. That's what he said. Even the case of kila is permitted. This kila is a form of canopy. That's kinnur yecheskel. That's the case you said had from yecheskel. That's already been the case where it has chut or gemi, chut or meshicha attached to it. So I mean, it's already set up to be able to extend. So then we said that with case is permitted. So even the case of the kila is permitted. And then that which he said, the case of kila asura, Mumitu Muteris. Kididan, that's talking about the regular type of kila and a regular type of bed. So the bed is permitted. And so Rashi says the case Kididan was that they didn't take their bed apart like the Karmanoi people. That basically the bed was still attached. It was pushed over to the side, maybe flipped up on its side. So just letting it down, that we said before, that was permitted. But the kila is going to be a problem of making a canopy. Okay. Amar Rav Yosef, Chazina Lahu Lekili Debei Rav Huna. I saw the case of the kila of Rav Huna's house. Or he doesn't mean his yeshiva, means his house. The Miurta Negidu Mitzafra Chavita Ramya. So the Gemara is assuming that if you can't spread out the kila, you can't take it down either. If you take spreading it out as a form of binyan, collapsing it is going to be a problem of soser. So he says, I saw in the Rav Huna's house that these kilos were spread out by in the evening. They came back in the morning, they were collapsed, they were taken apart. So obviously you have to tell me that's going to be mutter, because if you can't shut them out, you can't collapse them, and Rav Huna was allowing them to be taken apart. So it means that he held that type of a kila is going to be permitted, and that we assume would be along the lines of the kila of Rami Bar Yecheskel, which we had before. Omer Rav Mishum Rav Chia, Rav quoted Rav Chia, Vila and Mutalin Taisoi, Umutala Forakai. To spread up a curtain over the doorway, or in front of the doorway, not over, but so it's vertical, it's not horizontal, so it's not an oil at all. So I want to put up the curtain rod with the curtain hanging down. So Rashi learns. So that is mutter to take, put up, and mutter to take down. Because there's no oil involved in that at all. And Tyson said before that had it been keva, machitzas keva, that'd be a problem. Or a machitza, which Tyson says is the function of the machitza is to be a matir, to change the status of what's there, to add make one of the machitzas on a sukkah. You know, so the frame is there. I just want to hang down the canopy, right? I hang down a sheet. Why is there any difference in the case of the vilum? But that sheet transforms the sukkah from being a non-sukkah to being a sukkah. So that will be significant. It's a mechitza hamateris, or mechitza which would change the status regards to the Hilchos Shabbos. But over here, it's just the doorway being blocked by this curtain that's permitted.
What about the
question which has been asked many times? It's an interesting question. If they would set it up and put it there in place prior to the tefillah, so there's no actual chalois of heter or iser, it's not a problem. To do it right there, like, you know, they're sitting there davening, also a lady shows up and says, oh, get the mechitza so we can continue davening. Probably not the best way of doing it. In other words, the Tosfos came along, and this is passing the Rambam in the beginning of Shin Tezvav, that mechitza sheina materis is mutter, mechitza materis is also. So the Rambam's case over there was that they want to put up a mechitza to be matter tashra shemita, to because if there's a light in the room, is a problem. If they have a mechitza in front of it, it blocks it, it's permitted. So they want to put up a mechitza for the purpose of being matter tashra shemita. He said it's also because this din of the stoys is a mechitza materis is also. That's the example where he brings this din. So the question is, if I'm putting my mechitza to now allow people to daven, men and women to daven there, so I want to move, it's a mechitza, I'm just moving it in place. Right, mechitza materis, which that's the case of the Ramah. Was he moved this some type of a portable Chinese, what they call a Chinese wall, what they call a Chinese wall screen, a Chinese screen, right? He wants to put over there to block it, make a divider across the room. So if you just don't make a divider across the room, if you're doing it for the purpose of being a terrorist, it's a problem. So why isn't moving these dividers across the room to make the maldavening a problem? That was the question. Well, extending mechitza materis is mechitza, which is a roy. Hamateris is the same din as oil aroy. That being moisture bound is permitted. So if you leave one there, you want to extend it, it's not a problem at all. The problem is if you have nothing there, you want to put it there, you have a problem. So that is one eitzah. If you put it there, not in a time where there's no tefillah there yet, so it's not a materis. Right, there's no women there. Right, so if you put it there beforehand, but if you put it, you wait till the middle of davening and all of a sudden a lady shows up, you say, oh, I gotta get the mechitza, that's not so simple. Right, so you can argue that it's not called a materis yet. Right. So you're allowed to hang it, you're allowed to take it down. Let's see Rashi. The third wide line, the fourth wide line in the bottom. It's the same thing as the mita galanisa. Shaparka mafziri, you take it apart, put it together again. Kamenoi was the name of a place who did that. Loshan Acher, Kamenoi, is Mecher Big De Pishtin, Merchan Leim. It says people who sell Big De Pishtin would use these mitas to spread out their wares and sell on it. So it's, the point being that it goes along the lines of the one we mentioned before. It was made to take apart and put together again. Kiddur Rami, like Rami Yechesel said, the karchalav chut, if you already have the straps attached to it to extend it, that's permitted. Then the ones which are the kila is prohibited and the mita is permitted is kididan, mita shoysa skufa. The bed was already had been put up on his outside. Fumashir Raglo, he puts it back down on his feet. So I saw in Rav Huna's house the meurta negido umitzafra chavita. Beleli Shabbos reisim prusos. I saw these kilos which had been spread out. They were spread out Friday night. Well, the boiker in the morning when I came back reisim mushlochim laoritz. They had been thrown down to the ground. They no longer were acting as canopies. We see you're allowed to take them apart. If you can take them apart, you're allowed to spread it out on Shabbos also. Vilon Mosa Shekinegat Pesach, it's some type of a curtain in front of the opening. The permission of oil, it has to be some element which is horizontal or such, which is it's acting as a roof over something. Vamer Shmuel Meshum Rebekhiya, the bottom. Vamer Shmuel Meshum Rebekhiya, Kilas Chasanim is Mutal in Toysa and Mutal Lefarka. Kilas Chasanim is with some type of canopy they would make over the chosin's bed. So Rashi says it was different than the case of the kilo which we had until now. The kilo we had until now had four poles holding it up. This only has two poles. So basically looks more like a tent than a regular kilo. So since it doesn't end up with any width on top, it just comes to a point, so that's permitted. There's no, that's not considered, you made an oil, because there's no flat gog of a tefach wine. The Mora comes along and explains that. Omer of Sheshes Bereid Ravidi. Loi Omer and Elo Shein Begago Tefach. Aviesh Begago Tefach is a surah. If, the, however, you have a flat top, which is a tefach wine, it's going to be a problem of even by Kilos Chassanim, because you made an oil, and oil is a tefach wine. Number one. And furthermore, even if the doesn't have a width of a tefach wide on top, still, Nami Loyamur, we only said it's permitted, Elashain, Bepochas Mishlosha, Samach Lagaga Tefach. Aviyesh, Bepochas Mishlosha, Samach Lagaga Tefach is also. So, if, like I mentioned to you yesterday, if it comes to a point, doesn't come up to it does not flat, but as you, if you go down three tefachim, there's a width of a tefach. So then we say lovud, it's like it's flat, and you have a flat top of a tefach, and it's still going to be prohibited. Now Rashi has the gears of this next step of the Gemara. The Gra brings over here that the Rambam does not have it. V'loy amoran ela shein b'shipua tefach. Avayesh b'shipua tefach. Shipuye oyalim ka oyalim dam. Now Rashi learns that this thing wasn't really made for the purpose of to sleep under. It was more made like some type of a adornment. So it would come down basically vertical, because if it would spread out a width of two tefachim, a tefach from the line, which is the straight line in the middle, a tefach to one side, a tefach to the other side. So you have a tent. You made an oil, because there's a tefach on this side, a tefach on that side. You spread out. So the Shipua, which is the angle of an oil, when it's the oil is hanging as an oil, it's also considered an oil. And the Gabi Tumah, that would be considered an oil, and the Gabi this would be considered an oil also. So Tosis says basically you end up with nothing. So this thing basically is, if you consider a tefach 3 inches wide, so this thing is less than 6 inches wide total. So it doesn't really do too much for you. So what exactly is it talking about? Tosis is a different pshat than Rashi, but this is Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. So basically, the loch of Kilos Chassanim is irrelevant to loch for us.
it's like a ripple thing. In other words, it's a whole series of.
Interesting.
And he says it's according to Rashi's.
I guess Tosis couldn't figure that pshat out, because Tosis found that Rashi's pshat difficult. I understand, but Tosis apparently did not learn like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So Tosis says, Tosis says that pshat, but I don't think Tosis is saying it in Rashi. Maybe he's in Rashi. Okay, possibly. I don't know. V'loy Omrun, the Mor says, furthermore, it's only permitted al d'loy nochas mipurya tefach, al nochas mipurya tefach is osur. If this thing will now hang down, this kilo will hang down over the sides of the bed and below the bed, a tefach, so now it has walls also. Besides having just the oil on top, there's also, it's acting, it's a wall hanging down beneath. So when you combine the element of the oil on top, even though it's not a tefach wide, together with the fact that now you have a tefach hanging down below the bed, which is like you added a wall, that'll be prohibited. So, Grashi. The fact that you made a mechitza and an oil together. So even though the oil itself alone was not a problematic because it wasn't wide enough, But the fact that you made a mechitza and an oil, that's a problem.
Combination.
Right. So Krashi Kilis Chosanim. Ladami Lashar Kilis. It's not like other Kilis. Shashar Kilis Prusas Al Gabi Kinov Shu Ladala Raglayim. It has this canopy which has four supports. Yesh Lagag. And it has, therefore it has a roof to have oils, which is the problem of oil. Shachasanim Al Gabi Neklitin is only two Neklitin. Shen El Shnayim Bam Sir Samit. There's two poles which are placed in the middle of the bed, by the head of the bed and the foot of the bed. You put a rod which goes from one naklit to the other naklit, the two poles, and then you take this piece of cloth, throw it over the top, and it hangs down. It doesn't have a width of a tefach. Therefore, it's not an oil. Number one. Number two, it said it can't have a width of a tefach. Number two, it can't have, if the pachas begimel, shehir lechas, and mispashetas, lamata, as it goes down three tvachim, so with it, if in the distance of going down less than three tvachim, already extended, widened out the tefach, it's a problem. Furthermore, you can't have a shipu of a tefach. Shein called tzad v'tzad nifshat lamata. Each side is not extending widthwise. Nisrachek tefach mikeneged amsiyosim, more than a tefach away from the midpoint which it started from. Then shein berchova lamata tefachaim. It doesn't have a width of two tefachim in the bottom. Kilos chasanim eno sir lishan. Obviously, it wasn't made to sleep under it. It wouldn't help you too much to sleep. It was more made for some type of an adornment. I don't think in Rashi, Rashi clearly says there was only two naklitim. Rashi doesn't change, and this is a different case. There is more, you know. That's why it's kind of difficult to understand in Rashi. Tosfos says it's a pshat, but Tosfos doesn't say it in Rashi. Amanoch somi puriyatav. But furthermore, even if it extends down beneath, below the bed, a tefach, how tefach habi kir. The oil, so that acts as a wall for the oil. Vamita nasis loy gag. So the Rashi says over here, the problem isn't, Rashi says, I'm sorry, I want to correct myself. Rashi says, the problem isn't the keel on top. The keel on top wasn't the problem. But since it's extending down the side now, so what you've accomplished is you have the mita now acting as the mita acting as the roof, and the this kila hanging down acting as the walls, and you've made something which you've changed it into an oil with walls and a roof, and that's a problem. So the Mishaburah, right, so Mishaburah doesn't say Taisek Rashi. Mishaburah says the problem was the thing on top extending down. As if you take your regular bed and you put your make your bed Shabbos morning and extends down below the bed of Tefach, you have a high bed and it comes down a tefach, it's not a problem. No, the chiddush over here is even though the oil on top is not considered an oil because it wasn't wide enough, but the combination of the two was a problematic.
Right.
Right, so that's a Rashi type of something. It's in halach is not brought down like that. It's brought down, the bed itself is not the problem, it's the fact that there's a kilos chasanim on top in conjunction with the thing hanging down. That's possible. It was the first time we met. Yeah, I think we had it in Bayah, but that it goes back for a little while. It's the Mishnah Berurah Shim Tesvav Sivkat Men Bayz. Okay. Something more right. I have to look into that more. Okay. Vomer Rav Sheshes Bered Ravidi. Hi Siana is Shori. So Siana is permitted. Rosh Siana was a hat made out of felt. It's permitted. Ivoitmer Siana is saucer. It's prohibited. So Lakasha, Hod is Bay Tefach, Hodales Bay Tefach. If this hat you put on extends beyond your head a tefach, so you have a problem of making an oil. If it's not a tefach wide beyond the head, so then it's not a problem of making an oil. The Morris says, Alameato, Sharp of the Galima, Tefach, Hachinami, the gears over here in the side is the Oster. You're telling me, so the person takes his talus, if at some point his talus, he'd have the talus extending beyond his head of Tefach, so it should be Oster. Not me stop. Now, Rashi has the Girsa Ella. The Rabbeinu Chananel, which says this quote, says, does not have the Girsa of Ella. And he answers, Loikasha, called the Mahadik, called the Mahadik. So it's because Rashi tells us what the Morris answer is. Rashi learns that we're discussing a different issue, totally. Tosis, we're continuing along, I'll tell you this explanation first. We're continuing with our point. There is a problem making oil by putting on a hat. The difference is whether it's hard or it's soft. So if it extends, but it's going to fall down, like the case of your example, your garment of the talus, it's not a problem. But you're putting on something which is hard, and it will hold its shape and extend beyond the head of tefach, that is prohibited, and therefore he learns the more than say Ella. It's not changing from the point that it said. It's continuing the halacha that we said. The halacha still is true, and that's brought down in the halacha. There is according to Tosis pshat. Rashi's pshat is a different pshat. Rashi says the more saying no, you're right. No problem of oil over the head. No problem of oil. What there is a problem is the Chazal were concerned that you cannot wear this in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim because it might blow off of your head and you'll end up picking it up and walking the Dalai Lama before you remember to put it back in your head. So Chazal said you're not supposed to wear things which can blow off, come off easily, that therefore you have a problem of potentially carrying. So if it's mahadik, if it's on tight, so that was Rosh Hashanah said that's mutter. Rosh Hashanah bread the reed, he said it's mutter. The Itmar, which says that Siana Zosser, the problem was it was not on tight. It was something which didn't fit well, and therefore it might blow off and be a problem. Now the Poskim say, if you're not wearing a yarmulke, it's not a problem. Because as soon as you pick it up, you're going to put it back on your head. The Xer over here is going to fly off. He'll run after it, pick it up, and then instead of immediately put it on his head, he'll continue walking before he remembers to put it back on his head. Meanwhile, he'll carry a dollar down. The flying is not the problem, right? Right. So if the person is bareheaded, so immediately he'll put it back on his head. Problem is over here, the person wearing a yarmulke and then a hat, so he doesn't feel a need to immediately put the hat back on, the cap or whatever it is back on. So then there's a Xeri, he might walk dollar down before he puts it back on. Both explanations are brought down in halakha.
I once heard that the
tribal, maybe the Spodek spoke more to a response to people wearing pants. In other words, because the Lord is a lot of OL. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, but they're soft.
They're soft, or the Spodek is maybe doesn't have much width to it.
Now, the when it's brought down over there in Halacha, they say they I don't know, again, I can't tell you what all hats, whether they're the same. I mean, obviously, you look by, you know, go to Yerushalmi Yidna, where they have this nice wide brimmed beaver hat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than a tefach wide.
Yeah.
They're quite wide. So the definition of what's called soft and bendable, I forgot who says it, but the Mishnah brings it down that, you know, it's soft means it's bendable, not that it bends. You know, you could bend it as opposed to something like really hard. So I don't know. You could argue what goes into that being Mutarasu. Okay. Tessi Rashi. Siana, Kaiba Shalavad. It's a hat made out of peltrits. It's your pelts. Made out of beaver skins. Yeah, usher, or, you know, some of the skin. Also, lots of them on Shabbos. You can't wear it outside on Shabbos. Coming before Shabbos, the most explain why. So first Shabbos, the most always to be tefach. Shumis pashit lahalim yirosh tefach. Usher mishum oyolav extends. More than tefach outside beyond this head, it's an oil. The Gemara says, "Olam yata sharber gleimi betefach." He niyat talisa al roisha kederach shumis atef. A person puts his talis over his head and he extends out a tefach. Yechikah lahalim roisha tefach. Extend the tefach, it's gonna be a problem. Not me stop. So therefore, Rashi has the gift of elo. Time alav mishum oil. It's not an oil. It's not a problem of oil. Mishum shaloi yagbiyano ruach mirosha. Worried about the. So the wind's taking it off of his head. Lost the suya arba amas, and will pick it up and walk down the amas. Tell him mehadik b'roshay, but if it's on tight, shaper. Shori mehadik b'roshay shaper. Shori lo mehadik is osir. If it's on tight, it's mutter. If otherwise osir. Okay. Well, the more quotes from Sheshes Braid of Edie before, so. Well, so it's another quote from Sheshes Braid of Edie. So, it's a good point. So the more is just on a new point piece. We'll hold it for tomorrow's edition.